What's really occurring with coronavirus? This is going to be difficult for people to accept, but let me tell you categorically, factually, and scientifically, coronavirus is not the problem. It is questionable whether it is even a contagion in the context of a disease that is spreading from person to person. What we're seeing are symptoms of a virus. What we are not aware of what's causing those symptoms. So this has nothing to do with a biological warfare or any other kind of stuff that you might be hearing swirling around on the internet. What this is our bodies reacting to what is known as radio spectrum radiation or radio frequency radiation. And so I know that sounds bizarre, but let me tell you scientifically what is happening, and then I'll tell you contextually why it's happening, and I'll tell you what we can do about it. I was the head of the largest business unit at Vodafone, their headquarters in Newbury, between 2014, 2013 through to 2015. I was privy to a number of the new technologies that were coming down the pipe that was going to be implemented, namely the Internet of Things, and secondly, the 5G technology. I knew a long time ago that 5G was dangerous, but I didn't understand the correlation with the coronavirus, which I now do, and I want to be able to explain that to you. So what is happening? There is a deliberate strategy to roll out 5G, which is the fifth generation internet radio spectrum frequencies that enable mobile phones, smartphones, and all devices to function on a much faster processing ability. And with the introduction of AI and artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things, where all devices will be connected, so whether it's your car, whether it's your phone, whether it's your refrigerator, whether it's your electricity in your house, it's all going to be on a smart grid. Effectively, a type of matrix, unfortunately. Sorry to use that term. So, what is happening is that this technology has to be rolled out globally. My company that I used to work for, as they're running their largest worldwide business unit, is Vodafone. Vodafone are in partnership with Huawei or Huawei, whatever you call them, a Chinese telecoms company. And they have been rolling out systematic 5G implementation in multiple locations. What's the relevance? The 5G frequency is a very high frequency, very, very, very high frequency. It is just below the classification of a weapon. And I'll tell you why. The frequency that they're using, which is 10 times faster than 4G, unfortunately, when it comes into connection with human bodies, causes cell poisoning. Cell poisoning. So our bodies try to fight the radiation that is in the form of cell poisoning because of this frequency. It is effectively radiation. And what happens is our bodies kick out the toxicity or toxins with some proteins and some DNA, RNA from our cells in the form of a chemical which is called a virus. So most diseases are excretions from cells that we are trying to pull out of our body or push out of our body. And it will head towards orifices to be excreted or expunged out of our body. So our noses or our mouths. So you can understand the picture I'm painting. So what's happening, sorry for the detail, but this is going to take a bit of time. What is happening is that 5G, the frequency and the power, which is 10 times more powerful than 4G, is reacting adversely with human cells, causing cells in our bodies to be poisoned, toxic, and our natural defense mechanism is pushing out that toxicity in the form of a virus. So what you're seeing is not coronavirus per se, you're seeing cell poisoning manifesting with fluids, chemicals, viruses that the body is trying to dispose of because it's harmful to its physical body. All that's occurring in the world is a reaction to human bodies to the electrification of the universe through 5G satellites, 5G towers, 5G cells that are being populated in major cities around the world. So this is what is causing this pandemic. So sorry to say, second point, this is the largest global cover-up in history for the impact on human beings based on technological advancements. So what is happening, it's not the coronavirus. It is a virus that is being produced by cell poisoning. And therefore, the virus that we have is really a measure or indication of our cells excreting toxins. This is what's killing people. So let me give you some facts that will hopefully make this compelling. So one of the first cities that Vodafone, Highway, and some of the other technology companies rolled out the ubiquitous blanket 5G, guess where it was? Wuhan, China, where this coronavirus was supposedly meant to start in some fish market. That is complete nonsense. It started as a result of radioactive or radio frequencies at a high level, creating radiation that was toxic to cells. And that's why people were falling over, dying in the streets, etc. So they've tried to cover it up. So because it has a flu type characteristics, they are using coronavirus to try and hide the fact that people are dying from the 5G frequency. So let me just explain. Other major cities that rolled this out, it takes 6 months for this to impact your physical body. So last year, obviously Wuhan was the first city. Then Spain rolled out 5G. Italy rolled out 5G. So you're seeing an uncommon level of fatalities because of the level of 5G penetration in these countries. What is the relevance of all of this? The relevance is the coronavirus is not what's killing people. It is clearly, categorically, unequivocally, and scientifically proven that the radio frequencies that we are being exposed to is what is killing the people. Why are they allowing it? Because of multiple agendas, but primarily because 5G is the only network with the speed to handle the future. And where we're going rapidly is a world run by AI, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, where everything's interconnected on the internet, a new global currency that's coming out. In addition to that, there will be driverless cars. There'll be a number of different things that basically need to run on 5G. So they cannot reverse the implementation of this technology. And they're happy for it to the sacrifice to be millions of lives around the world. Just to prove the point further, the cruise ships were installed with 5G. So the people that were quarantined on the cruise ships, they were cruise ships that had 5G, and that's why the people were getting sick. Hospitals have 5G. Major cities have 5G. Airports have 5G. So these are places where people will automatically get sick if they're exposed to the inordinate levels of radiation through radio spectrum poisoning. And this is impacting people's lives, killing people around the world, and they're covering it up in the name of coronavirus. So that is a fact. Please go and do your study 5G, the implications of the implementation. Just to help you further, one of the countries, which is a huge country that has millions of people, huge country with cold weather, Russia, has had no fatalities in the area of coronavirus. Why? Because they have not implemented 5G on a public use yet. They've only implemented it for exclusive use by the military, hence why they've had no fatalities. Just to prove the point further, you're seeing in the news now that people without underlying health issues or compromised immune systems are falling sick and dying of corona. That makes no sense that the young are dying. The reason they are dying, the facts are, the truth is, that the radiation does not compromise, has no prejudice. Young or old, you will succumb to the power of radiation. Okay, so this is the fact of what's really occurring. This is part of their strategy because of the importance of 5G, and this is a global phenomenon that cannot be reversed. What they're doing is spreading it to people via the testing. Sorry to be honest, but that's what's happening. So when you're tested, it gives them an opportunity to contaminate you with the virus because they want to cover up the fact that millions of people will die from the excessive radio frequency radiation. So basically, that's what's occurring, unfortunately. So where is this going? Why are they doing this? We know the technological reasons for it. They need a robust, scalable, fast, capable internet that can handle the petadata of information about all of your movements, all of your journeys, all of your banking transactions, your identification, all the CCTV cameras around the world, et cetera, because they need visibility on what everyone's doing. But the primary reason beyond that, what they're doing, which is luciferic and satanic, sorry to be honest, to use that term, but what is happening is that they are implementing three new strategies. One, vaccines. So the vaccines have in it toxins. You know, one of the things about vaccines, they give you the actual disease to see how the body's immune system will fight and combat the disease. So they give you the disease. But in that vaccine will consist of chemicals that light you up effectively to respond even more powerfully to the signals. So a bit like chemotherapy, radiotherapy, but what they inject in your system enables the cells to be destroyed. That vaccine will consist of a substance that will enable the frequency of 5G to be more effective in creating more fatality. So what you're seeing around the world is that they're buying time to build capacity for the hospitals, for the warehouses and all the places they're going to convert into huge mortuaries effectively, sorry to be honest with you, to house the millions of people that are going to die from what is happening. So the game plan of this new order, unfortunately, it is the era of the new world order. It has commenced. Now, what are they doing? So you'll see already in the news today, there is announcement of the vaccines that will come. I said there were three developments. Vaccines, which will come, which will obviously have a catastrophic impact on our physical being exposed to the radiation. This will give them the ability to track. It will be presented in the name of, we need to know who has had vaccines, who hasn't had vaccines, so we can know who's safe, who's not safe, and who can be given license to travel and do different things on the basis that they're no longer a threat to humanity. Based upon this spurious, ostensible notion of the coronavirus, which is complete fallacy. It doesn't exist in the context of what's killing us. Okay, so they're just using it as a means to justify where they're going. The third area, unfortunately, is the introduction on the implementation of digital currency, a global digital currency. It will start with the US and it will roll out around the world. But let me say, this has hailed a new era of the mark of the beast. It is here, it is real, it is now. They are expediting rapidly because they realize that there's a level of esoteric enlightenment going through the earth. There's a level of technology that can fast track other people's agenda, which will be contrary to theirs, and they will want to shut it down. So the second thing they're doing with this system is, other than creating these oligopolies, so they've shut the global markets down for that. They want to make as many people as possible unemployed. So please do not believe these measures they're talking about stipends and basically grants or payments to help our self-employed or people who've been made redundant. It's not going to happen to any degree that's going to affect the livelihood of people. We're heading for the largest global recession the world has ever seen, because they are changing the game. So what they're bringing in now is they are bringing in the new system, the new blockchain global digital currency, which we will not have access to unless we can prove that we are no longer harmed to humanity by having the vaccines, which will be mandatory. They will force them on us. And secondly, they will insist that we have to take the chip that is a part of that same simultaneous process.